Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Yes, 6:44, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2025. Good morning. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us, watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. He's back.
Yes. How's the weather going to be today?
Sunny and cold. Highs in the mid-40s.
Snowball throwing the snow.
You ready for this?
Turns to snow.
Are you?
I'm too much. In between a cover of another perfect wonder, and it's so
white as snow. Snowfall.
And if you see my reflection in snow-covered hills, where the landslide bring it.
No, thanks.
Yeah, you say like sunny and cold here, but across the country, breaking news, snowfall everywhere. Here goes ABC News.
Good evening. We begin tonight here with a nor'easter slamming much of the east. Hundreds of accidents, snow, ice, and rain from Kentucky right up into New York and New England. 20 million Americans under winter weather alerts at this hour.
What?
Up to a foot of snow in some areas.
What?
The system pushing up the I-95 corridor right there.
Now, as you can see, we're watching in here. You guys are listening to it. But as you can see here on the map, what we're looking at, it looks like, you know, all the snow to the north, and we're pretty much like, you know, rain and stuff like that. Right. Crappy weather.
It messed us.
Yeah, but, you know, look, let me tell you something. My wife's side of the family, they're from Philadelphia up north, and their area, like in the wintertime, is just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Just brutal. The worst. Yep. I don't know how they do it. Every winter. I don't know how they live. How do you live?
How do you there, do it?
Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia, New York City to Boston, right up to Maine. Dangerous driving on the highways. Harrowing video showing the rescue of this truck driver trapped in his cab, dangling from the side of an icy bridge. This is U.S. 35 in West Virginia. In West Hartford, Connecticut, another truck seen losing control. This is on I-84, the images coming in. Hundreds of multi-car pileups and accidents reported from Indiana to the Northeast. Cars struggling on snowy and icy highways near Scranton, Pennsylvania. And right behind this nor'easter, dangerous cold, actual temperatures plunging below zero in multiple states. So Ginger Z is here with the forecast, and Janae Norman leading us off tonight. She's in Pittsburgh.
Tonight, treacherous driving conditions as a powerful nor'easter dumps up to a foot of snow in spots and wreaks havoc on the roads. On Interstate 84, north of Hartford, Connecticut, watch that blue semi on the right losing control as it rounds the curve, jackknifing and flipping over the guardrail.
Wow.
Here's what it looked like afterward.
That's a shame.
And on U.S. 35, outside Charleston, West Virginia.
Multiple callers advise that the semi is hanging off of the bridge, debris everywhere.
The cab of this tractor trailer hanging off an icy bridge 100 feet off the ground. Rescue crews using ropes to extricate the driver and hoist him to safety.
Thank God.
All lanes of the highway shut down.
All right, so that's like some things going on, you know, in the Northeast, across the country. But we're just looking at sunny.
Sunny cold. And cold today.
Yeah. Anything, you know, for the future? Any snow in the forecast, Jess?
Well, you know, later on tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-20s. And during the week, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Friday, maybe some rain and snow overnight.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at Friday.
On Friday, yep. A chance of rain and snow overnight. Highs in the upper 30s. And then we go into next week, it's cold.
There was a Christmas parade that got canceled, I believe.
Hillsboro.
Was it Millsboro or Milford?
Millsboro.
Okay. I know tomorrow night you can look for us, the Voice Radio Network, in the annual Berlin Parade.
Yep.
All right. The rest of our sister station is going to be in the Georgetown Christmas Parade. It's always the same night every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in those parades, and we'll be looking for you. So you guys were in the Rehoboth Parade?
Rehoboth.
How was?
It was great.
Yeah, good?
It was great.
Good. Good.
It really was.
Speaking of the holidays, we announced our Twinkle Town Showdown. It is on. We want you to send in those pics, basically, of your decorated house. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
take a pic of your decorated house. You could get the hookup. Send it in to us. We did it last year. Going to do it again this year. Again, it's the Power 101.7 Twinkle Town Showdown. Jess, you got all the details.
That's right. Take pictures of your Christmas lights and all your festive decorations and send it over to Jessica at power1017.com. You can also tag us on the official Power Facebook page and our Instagram as well at Power1017FM. And we're going to share the brightest displays all over our socials. And then each week we pick one lucky winner and they will get a Christmas dinner paid for on us.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Christmas dinner paid on us.
That's right.
Hooking you up with Christmas dinners.
Deck the halls, light everything up. It's the Twinkle Town Showdown.
All right. A free Christmas dinner on us. Yep. Again, take a picture of your decorated house, the Christmas lights, the big blow up lights, you know, maybe the candles in the windows.
Oh my God.
Maybe the, you know, like holly on your porch, you know, send it in.
Not the holly.
Hey.
The holly.
The holly.
Front door.
Not the person who used to work here. Talking about about the actual, you know,
yes,
stuff on your,
yes,
your porch.
Yes.
So, yes, again, send in those pics. Jessica, what do? You email them, right?
Yep. Send them over to Jessica at power1017.com.
Or you can tag us on social media, mm-hmm, Facebook, IG, wherever, at power1017FM.
Yep.
Okay?
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
Are you ready? Are you ready for all this, Jess? It is December.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
After Thanksgiving, we got all the bins.
Yeah, how was? Good? Everything was good Thanksgiving?
Really,
I know,
was.
We haven't talked since then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great, but we got all the bins out. We put the tree up last night. It's decorated.
The tree's up.
The tree is up.
That's,
we did
next
that
for
last
us
night.
That's next for us.
Yeah.
Because we were going to do it before we went, but we just had so, yeah, much going on.
Yep.
So.
No, we did our tree last night.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Done? There's, like 100% done?
The
or
tree's
still
done.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
But there's other decorations and bins and stuff that we still have to, you know, put stuff out by the front porch and,
yeah,
on the back porch and things like that. But we're getting there.
Now you have the needles all over the floor?
No. No. Ours is artificial.
What's
we
that mean?
We don't do the real.
What's that mean?
Well, no. We had a good tree.
Does Jess have the needles all over the floor?
It's not all cray-cray like that.
Is it the tree from...
pull it right out of the Christmas tree bag.
Pull it right out of the...
you connect it.
The Goodwill box.
You connect it, and there it is. We're all done. A 10-minute setup.
All right. You already have all the decorations on it from last year,
yep,
right? You just left them on?
Yep.
That's what you do. That's the way to go. You just leave them on.
I have a friend who leaves it in their storage closet upstairs, all done. They slide it in and slide it out.
Oh, they just like carry it up,
yep,
so all the stuff
and
don't
it's
fall
all
off?
Done.
That's the way to go.
It's all done.
I don't know who that friend is.
They get an extension cord,
but you finally
plug it
got
in, and it's done. I have a smart one,
yep,
don't
you
I?
You finally have a smart friend. Because normally Jess's friends are
a little.
Yeah, but she finally
no,
has
not
a smart
this
one.
This one's a smart one.
6:32. We got a 47 ABC update coming up. Let's do this.
Say what? Crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set trends
on Power 101.7.
All right. According to a new study, the average child's allowance is now $52
allowance
a month.
Allowance?
Yeah, about $13 a week.
If you don't appreciate this light that's on in your room and all the things, this food in the fridge.
Oh, that's it? That's all they get? They don't get an allowance?
The heat.
The heat. Wow.
If you don't appreciate what you got.
Unless the Eagles lose, then there's no food in
there
the fridge.
There is no food.
That means you starve.
No food, no cooking, nothing.
61% of parents say their kids are more financially responsible with money than they were at the same age. I agree with that. YouTube will offer end-of-the-year recaps of videos, channels, and types of content that you've watched. It's like Spotify's Wrapped for music, only now you'll revisit like YouTube rabbit holes that you went down.
Oh.
So some people like that, some people don't.
I see.
IRS agents are now being paid to watch porn at work. What? The IRS is looking into OnlyFans accounts because there's an exception in the law, no tax on tips, that says you still have to pay on tips earned from pornographic activity. Not everything on there is porn, though.
On OnlyFans.
Yes, right. On OnlyFans, you know, when they say the tax on tips, that doesn't mean on OnlyFans. I guess they're talking about like the restaurant industry or, you know, everywhere else on earth where you get tips, you know, everywhere.
So they have to what? They're looking for people?
I guess. Or if you report, mm-hmm. you have OnlyFans or something like that. Just don't report it. Who reports their OnlyFans?
No, you have to. That's how you get paid. You gotta.
If that's your full-time job.
Heck yeah, it is for a lot of people.
Animal control officers in Virginia shared photos after a raccoon broke into a liquor store, got drunk, and passed out in the bathroom.
I thought that was a fake EI or AI thing going around.
He was still unconscious and sprawled out in the bathroom floor when they got there, but they say he slipped it off. It should be fine.
That was true.
I guess so.
I saw a picture of it. I said, look at this fake picture.
Yeah.
What?
Several videos are trending of people opening cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving and finding water inside. Ocean Spray says they're looking into it. Finding water inside.
Look at this fake gag.
Isn't it like cranberry, like the juice or something?
Mine was fine.
There's middle-aged people that were arrested. Three of them in the Florida Keys this past Saturday.
For what?
Where they were caught having a threesome in a supermarket parking lot. They were all drunk, and it was in the middle of the day around noon.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Here's a couple good news stories. A utility worker near Boston used his bucket truck to save a woman from a fire.
That's a miracle.
So that's definitely a good story. Also, a group in the UK raised money for a cancer charity to break the record for the longest game of dodgeball, 48 straight hours.
Oh my gosh.
That's wild. And the Guardian newspaper asked its staff to name the top things that forced the Christmas spirit to come out. Answers included eating or drinking something festive,
okay,
wrapping a few gifts, putting up the tree, or listening to Christmas music. Getting that holiday spirit. It's that time of year, guys. It is everywhere.